Gopi Janabalava Kiribaradadi. Jashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Jamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Govinda Ki Jai Shri Jagannath Shri Baladev Shri Mati Subhadra Devi Ki Jai Shri Shri Gauranitai Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paschati Deshatarine. So we'll read from the introduction to Bhagavad Gita as it is. Om Jnana Timinandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayan Rupa Kadamayan Dadati Swaparantikam. I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his lotus feet? Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savarutam Varijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devan Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. I was just thinking, before they go, make sure they get some prasad. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master and unto the feet of all Vaishnavas. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, along with his elder brother Sanatan Goswami, as well as Raghunath Das and Raghunath Bhatta, Gopala Bhatta and Srila Jiva Goswami. I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, along with Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar, Srivas, and other associates. I offer my respectful obeisances to Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna, along with their associates, Sri Lalita and Vishakha. Hey Krishna, Kanuna Sindho, Dinabandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radhakanta Namostute. Oh, my dear Krishna, you are the friend of the distressed and the source of creation. You are the master of the gopis and the lover of Radharani. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi, Vare Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hare Priye. I offer my respects to Radharani, whose bodily complexion is like molten gold, and who is the queen of Vrindavan. You are the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, and you are very dear to Lord Krishna. Pancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, they can fulfill the desires of everyone, just like desire trees, and they are full of compassion for the fallen souls. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktivinoda. I offer my obeisances to Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vas and all others in the line of devotion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, with translations and purports by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So tonight we're reading from chapter 13, Nature, the Enjoyer, and Consciousness. And we're on text 6 through 7. Double text. And we'll read the Sanskrit words first. Mahabhutani. Chapter 13, text 6 through 7. Ahankaraha buddhihi avyaktam eva cha indriyani dasha ekam cha pancha cha indriya gocharaha Ichcha dvesha sukham dukham sangataha chetana tritihi etat kshetram samasena savikaram Udartam Mahabhutanyahankaro Buddhir Avyaktam Evacha Indriyani Tisaikam Cha Pancha Chandriya Gocharaha Ischa dvesha sukham dukam Sangathas chetana tritihi Etat chetram samasena Savikaram udaritam Mahabhutanyahankaro Buddhir Avyaktam Evacha Indriyani Tisaikam Cha Pancha Chandriya Gocharaha Ichcha Dvesha Sukham Dukam Sangathas chetana tritihi Etat chetram samasena Savikaram udaritam Mahabhutanyahankaro Buddhir avyaktam evacha Indriyani tasaikam cha panchachendriya gocharaha ischa dvaisha sukham dukham sangatas chetana dhritihi etat kshetram samasena sabhikaram udartam. So please chant. How about Tadir, you can chant? You want to chant together? Okay. Mahabhutanyahankaro Buddhir avyaktam eva cha Indriyani tasaikam cha Pancha chandriya gocharaha Hichcha dvesha sukam dukam Sangatas chetana dhritihi Etat chetram samasena Savikaram udartham. Carol, you can chant. We'll respond. Mahabhutanya hankaro Buddhiya vyaktam eva cha Indriyani nishaikam cha Pancha chendriya dhup Icha dvesha sukham dukham Sangatas chetana dhritihi Eta chetram samasena Sabhikanam udaritam Mahabhutani. The great elements. Ahankaraha. False ego. Buddhihi. Intelligence. Avyaktam. The unmanifested. Eva. Certainly. Cha. Also. Indriyani. The senses. Dasha ekam. 11. Cha. Also. Pancha. 5. Cha. Also. Indriya gocharaha. The objects of the senses. Ischa. Desire. Dveshaha. Hatred. Sukham. Happiness. Dukham. Distress. Sangataha. The aggregate. Chetana. Living symptoms. Dhritihi. Conviction. Etat. All this. Kshetram. The field of activities. Samasena. In summary. Savikaram. With interactions. Udaritam. Exemplified. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The five great elements, false ego, intelligence, the unmanifested, the ten senses, and the mind, the five sense objects, desire, hatred, happiness, distress, the aggregate, the life symptoms, and convictions. All these are considered, in summary, to be the field of activities and its interactions. Please repeat. The five great elements. False ego. Intelligence. the unmanifested, the ten senses and the mind, the five sense objects, desire, hatred, happiness, distress, the aggregate, the life symptoms, and convictions. All these are considered in summary to be the field of activities and its interactions. Srila Prabhupada's purport, ki jai. From all the authoritative statements of the great sages, the Vedic hymns and aphorisms of the Vedanta Sutra, the components of this world can be understood as follows. First, there are earth, water, fire, air, and ether. These are the five great elements, Mahabhuta. Then there are false ego, intelligence, and the unmanifested stage of the three modes of nature. Then there are five senses for acquiring knowledge, the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and skin. The five working senses, voice, legs, hands, anus, and genitals. Then, above the senses, there is the mind, which is within and which can be called the sense within. Therefore, including the mind, there are 11 senses altogether. Then, there are the five objects of the senses, smell, taste, form, touch, and sound. Now, the aggregate of these 24 elements is called the field of activity. If one makes an analytical study of these 24 subjects, then he can very well understand the field of activity. Then there are desire, hatred, happiness, and distress, which are interactions, representations of the five great elements in the gross body. The living symptoms, represented by consciousness and convictions, are the manifestation of the subtle body, mind, ego, and intelligence. These subtle elements are included within the field of activities. The five great elements are a gross representation of the false ego, which in turn represents the primal stage of false ego, technically called the materialistic conception or tamasa buddhi, intelligence in ignorance. This further represents the unmanifested stage of the three modes of material nature. The unmanifested modes of material nature are called pradana. One who desires to know the 24 elements in detail, along with their interactions, should study the philosophy in more detail. In Bhagavad Gita, a summary only is given. The body is the representation of all these factors, and there are changes of the body, which are six in number. The body is born, it grows, it stays, it produces byproducts, then it begins to decay. And at the last stage, it vanishes. Therefore, the field is a non-permanent material thing. However, the kshetrajna, the knower of the field, its proprietor, is different. Nama Om Vishnuvidaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shanyavari Paschatyade Shatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is Gyan, this knowledge of nature, the enjoyer, and consciousness. So we can see what this field of activities is all about. It's broken down here so that you can see the nature of the kshetra, the field, body, gross and subtle, and very scientifically understand what Krishna is presenting. And it's completely enumerated all of these aspects, these 24 subjects here. So you can get the whole study of the kshetra, the field. It's quite a study. And not only the gross part of it, also the subtle part of it. And this aggregate is 24 elements. It's the whole field of activity. The body, right? You've got earth, air, water, fire, ether. You've got mind, intelligence, ego. You've got the knowledge acquiring senses, the working senses. And you've got different aspects also of the subtle body, like convictions. You've got consciousness, right? Living symptoms. Represented by consciousness. And all of this are included. All these subtle elements too, included within the field of activities. So this is real science you get to study. Like in biology, you had a certain way of studying, but this particular study is even more valuable, of course, and more in-depth. And Prabhupada's pointing out in the purport that this is only a summary in the Gita. If you wanted to hear more, you could go to Srimad Bhagavatam, you could study what Kapila Dev, Lord Kapila, incarnation of Krishna, taught his mother Devahuti, all about Sankhya Yoga, devotional service, and all of this study of the kshetra, different elements, all these things that are enumerated, this Sankhya, it enumerates, it's like a numbers study. You analyze everything, you got all these numbers. You've got five gross elements and three subtle, five working senses, five knowledge acquiring senses, you know. And then, of course, beyond all of that is the super soul, right? So when you study like that, especially if you're studying what's presented by Krishna and Lord Kapila, who's an incarnation of Krishna, if you really study it, you come to the conclusion that beyond all of the material elements, there's something higher. That's really what you come to. Once you study everything in this world, if you're really a good studier and you're, you know, not biased, you have to conclude there is some kind of intelligence and something behind all of this. So it's a good study because it breaks down everything in such a way that you kind of see, oh, well, this is what's all happening. You know, there's these senses, there's these elements. And you look at it and you can kind of step back and see that you're different from all of that. It's kind of like describing, you know, the package. And you know that there's something inside the package that's beyond just the wrapping, right? So this is really helpful to look beyond just the body. So it's a lot of knowledge, it's a lot of gyan, this section, but it's very, very helpful. Because if you can understand that you're not the body, just that simple ABC is so important. Because we can probably admit to ourselves that even after some decade or decades of study, we still have our lack of full realization that we're not the body. There's still maybe some tinges of lack of conviction or full realization. So we can appreciate that even the most simple things in this study are quite profound, but this is only a summary, just a summary of it all. But the thing is, even through just a summary of this knowledge, just through the study of the Bhagavad Gita, we can come to the highest realizations, which are given when we surrender to Krishna. So this is all leading up to that point of surrender, when Krishna presents this science, it really gives us knowledge to look beyond the false ego and identifying with the temporary body and mind. It really helps us go beyond that. That's if we're really trying to ascertain, you know, what is this science? So just to look at and enumerate these 24 elements in detail is an enlightening experience. It's kind of like, you know, in biology class they would have you do dissections or different gross things, you know. Unless, of course, like in our class, we did protest one time. In high school, we didn't protest. But in college, some of us protested against dissections and all these things. But you could see that when you really dissect all the elements and, you know, really look at what is this body, it gives you the realization that it is quite temporary, and it does not give us any sign of eternality. Earth, air, water, fire, ether, you know, all of this stuff. It's not eternal. So therefore we make a conclusion that there's something beyond this covering. So just to appreciate that is so, so important. Because then we can gradually understand more things that Krishna is presenting, until we can gradually appreciate surrender. Everyone would like to surrender. Anyone who's desirous to attain, you know, some goal, what to speak of the highest goal, wants to make the surrendered effort to achieve the goal. So all of this is helping us to achieve that goal. And nobody, you know, wants to be identifying with something illusory and just waste their time and not achieve the goal. So this is all helping everyone, helping Arjuna, all of us, to gradually get to a higher perspective on things and understand the key. Like Maharaj was speaking about, there's keys to understand, you know, to unlock the Gita and really understand what is this Bhagavad Gita. So Prabhupada's presenting such nice purports, and this will help us to unlock the Gita, you know, just to hear, try to hear with some submission, what Krishna says and how Prabhupada's presenting it in the purports, and then the key of the Bhagavad Gita will be known to us. You know, how to tap into the essence of it all. So I'm going to stop here. If there's any questions or comments. Aggregate? Yeah, it's like something. It's like a group, like a group together. So you've got 24 elements. It's like if you put everything together, it's an aggregate. You have a whole body with all the elements and the senses and the mind. And it says, now the aggregate of these 24 elements is called the field of activity. So this field, you know, this body, gross and subtle, all these senses, this whole conglomeration of gross and subtle elements and senses and all this mind, intelligence and ego. It's called, all these 24 elements, called the field of activity, the aggregate of all of this, field of activity. This is where everything's happening, right? In terms of the externals. Anything else? Okay, so we'll end here. All glories to Bhagavad Gita as it is, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada.